In New York, the shooting of another unarmed black man raises further questions about NYPD tactics. On Thursday, an undercover police officer shot and killed Patrick Dorsman.
Today on Anarchy Now, putting the rad back in radio, police violence, root of uprising in Greece, but what about us?
Fascism doesn't just rule with the boot anymore. Economic terrorism, capitalism, has it failed us or are things going as planned?
Community members, especially after four NYPD officers were acquitted last month in the shooting of unarmed African immigrant Amadou Diallo.
Cases like the shooting deaths of Taisha Miller in Riverside, California, and Amadou Diallo in New York City have received national attention, but there are thousands of others whose deaths are not publicized and we never hear about the real circumstances of their killing.
Police violence. The term itself almost seems redundant. In today's political climate and economic crises looming, we see a larger and larger amount of police violence taking place in our American streets. A recent report shows that about 9,500 people nationally were killed by police during the years 1980 to 2005. That's an average of nearly one fatal shooting per day. Nearly all of these killings have gone by with no ado from the media. However, this week in Oregon, a bank bombing in Woodburn has sent a shockwave through the media, calling out for a nation to mourn the death of two police officers. So two pigs die, and all of a sudden we must mourn their deaths while 9,500 people that were killed by police go by with no remorse. Now, 9,500, that's an interesting number. In fact, it's about three times the amount of people killed in the September 11th attacks. Now, how did we justify their deaths? With the vengeance and murder of 716,760 people in Afghanistan and Iraq, not including the 1,397,255 people that have been seriously injured. Perhaps we don't mourn the names of those who are dead in Afghanistan and Iraq because we cannot pronounce them. I mean, how can you mourn something if you cannot identify? Well, we've done a little digging and found that the Stolen Lives Project has helped us out just a little bit. What you're about to hear are the names of just a few cases of American citizens killed by pigs on patrol.
Nicholas Haywood Jr., African American, was shot and killed on September 29, 1994, by a New York City housing cop while Nicholas was playing with a toy gun. He was 13 years old.
On January 12, 1995, police shot two Puerto Rican youths, Anthony Rosero, 18 years old, and Hilton Vega, 21, while they were lying face down on the floor. Anthony was shot 14 times. Hilton was shot 8 times. The officers were former bodyguards of New York City Mayor Giuliani. No charges were filed.
Mario Miranda, a 26-year-old man from Mexico, was killed on June 12, 1992 in Nogales, Arizona, along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Danette Strawberry Daniels,
a 31-year-old African-American woman who was killed on June 7, 1997 by Newark, New Jersey police who claimed they arrested her for dealing drugs and had to shoot her after a scuffle broke out in the squad car. Witnesses say Strawberry, who was pregnant, wasn't buying drugs, and protests erupted on the spot when she was shot dead.
Alicio Santos Carmona, 24 years old, Mexican, died of injuries on January 23, 1996, after he fell off a cliff near the border with Mexico while being chased by immigration agents at night.
Jared Faye Benito, a 16-year-old Filipino, was shot dead on June 7, 1996 in Pearl City, Hawaii.
Jorge Guillen, a 40-year-old man from Honduras, was killed on October 3, 1995, after family members called 911 and Chicago police responded. Jorge was suffering from schizophrenic hallucinations and holding a 2x4 to keep the door shut. Police threw him to the floor, beat his head with a flashlight, and handcuffed him. One cop stepped on the back of Jorge's neck. He died of asphyxiation, face down, in a pool of his own blood.
Aaron Williams, African-American, was killed on June 4, 1995 in San Francisco when police asked him to come outside his home for questioning about a burglary. When he did, police swarmed him, ramming his head into a wall. 12 cops brought him to the ground, hog-tied, beat him, and pepper-sprayed him. One cop kicked him so hard it left a boot print. A surgical mask was placed over his nose and mouth to keep the pepper spray in. He was thrown into the back of a police van and left in the police station's parking lot where he died. Corey CeeLo Footman was 19 years old when he was drowned on April 8, 1997, after Miami-Dade police chased him into Snake Creek Canal at Buccaneer Park in Miami, Florida.
On August 9, 1997, Abner Luima, a Haitian immigrant, was arrested outside the Rendezvous Club in Brooklyn, New York. He was beaten in the squad car with fists and police radios. At the station house, he was raped with a bathroom plunger that was then forced into his mouth. The officer who did this reportedly bragged that he had to break a man.
Angelo Castro Jr., Puerto Rican, was beaten, abused with racial assaults, and told by Chicago police he'd be killed if he didn't move away. His family moved. Angel returned to the neighborhood for a friend's birthday party. After leaving the party, a police car rammed him as he rode his bike. As Angel tried to get up, police shot and killed him.
It's important to note that this is state-mandated violence, not random. Police are not the criminals we see in the corporate media. However, they are the long arm of capitalist neo-fascism. The WTO in 1999 is a perfect example of this. 50,000 people took on 250 of the wealthiest in the world, and the pigs turned their fire against the majority to protect and serve capital. To illustrate this, how about a quote from a rich white guy? "This Constitution shall be designed to protect the opulent minority from the majority." No, not Bill O'Reilly, but founding fucking fascist, James Madison. This brings into question the current economic crisis. Is capitalism a failure, or is it just built this way? The Federal Reserve System was built in 1913 by J.P. Morgan. It's based on debt. The government can give $700 billion, $500 million...
$1 million!
Debt is the center of the current housing foreclosures. Foreclosures being the cause of the unrest. The pigs are the silencer. This is the case of the pigs being Johnny Long Arm of the law, which follows the golden rule. Those who have the gold make the rules.
Six revolutions per minute. This is my regular speed. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? Without ringing all alarms, without overthrowing cars, without emptying the bars, without fooling with your chars. 60 revelations per minute. This is my regular need. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? I'm gathering new generation that's gonna stand up to it. To this karaoke dictatorship. We're posers and models and guitars.
boogie to the shit for beats. I make a better rock revolution alone with my dick.
And now with our global resistance report, solidarity with Greece.
From our comrades at Bombs and Shields, who can be found at bombsandshields.blogspot.com. In Greece, two officers who were arrested for the murder of Alexis Grigoropoulos were presented before an Athens judge today as rioters outside hurled Molotov cocktails at the courthouse. Sporadic bouts of rioting continued for the fifth consecutive day in both the capital, the port city of Thessalonica, and more than eight other cities. In Athens, more than 400 businesses had been burned out or vandalized.
Rome, Italy. The solidarity demonstration in Rome culminated in the overturning of cars, burning barricades, and a fierce battle with riot police outside the Greek embassy.
In Germany, dozens of solidarity demonstrations, some spontaneous, were held in cities throughout the country. Protesters in solidarity with Alexis attacked a bank and destroyed city property in Frankfurt, which has a sizable Greek population. Monday's embassy occupation in Berlin ended after 8 hours when the police promised safe passage to demonstrators. Another demonstration was in Dresden, attacked a courthouse, leaving broken windows and graffiti.
New York City. A hooded individual who left the scene on a yellow BMX bicycle threw bricks through a window at the Greek consulate around 4 a.m. Graffiti was also painted on buildings, including an anarchist symbol and the words, "Alex was here," "murderers," and what appears to be the word "burn." Though the connection seems a bit of a stretch, authorities believe that the vandalism may have been the work of the bicycle bomber, who threw small bombs at the Mexican and British consulates and last year bombed the Army Recruitment Center at Times Square. Later in the day, an anarchist organized solidarity protest was held outside the damaged consulate, which was closed for the day due to the attack. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said that the accident is being investigated as a hate crime.
Moscow, Russia. An unknown individual threw a firebomb at the Greek consulate building today, igniting a small blaze that had to be extinguished by embassy staff. An eyewitness described the attacker as a young man between 18 and 20 years old.
And finally, Istanbul, Turkey. Anarchists held a demonstration outside the Greek consulate and left the building covered in red paint and an anarchy symbol outside.
This information was, as always, pirated from Democracy Now!, various indie media sources, with music from Gogol Bordello and La Tigre.
Special thanks to the Franklin House crew and Mike Cannon for inspiration. This is Rabble Rouser
and Reverend Dr. Mason Bilderberg
reminding you to fuck shit up and do it all
for love.
We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips, that I am a revolutionary.